Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ready?
Hit the button.
Greetings.
So here you are. It is the after show unfiltered, place where we talk about stuff we couldn't fit into the show that morning, or things that perhaps were too an SFW, or things we just thought of 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That one's me.
Yeet. All right, who wants to go first today? Annie Dow.
I'll go first, sure. So in the 7:45 Campy Kennedy, I want to say, we talked about how Jason Biggs said that American Pie was the most uncomfortable film he's ever watched with his parents.
Yes.
And it just got me thinking about the time I watched the film He Got Game, which is...
Jesus Shuttlesworth. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Don't watch it with your dad, for sure. So, Kennedy, Ray Allen, who used to play on the Celtics.
Yeah.
Plays this character, Jesus Shuttlesworth. And it's a really good movie, good basketball movie, but there's so much sex. So, like, graphic sex scenes. And I must have been 16 when I watched it with my dad, and it was brutal. Like, thinking about it now makes me sweat. And I just wondered, first of all, what's the worst movie you've ever watched with your parents? And two, does that ever stop being weird?
Okay. Dan, do you want to? Because I'm the oldest, I probably can answer your last question there.
Sure, I'll go first. My answers might surprise you, but that stuff really never bothered me too much. And my parents, like, we didn't really care. We knew it was just a TV show. Like, we watched most of Game of Thrones together, and they were banging a lot in Game of Thrones.
But when you were younger.
Right.
Like in your teens.
I don't know. Nothing sticks out. Nothing really bothers. My shame level's really high, so nothing really bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it was weird, but I don't know. Nothing sticks out that bothered me.
Mm-hmm. So I watched James Bond movies with my father when they came out. He would take me to the theater.
Yeah.
And they are filled with not only sex, but misogyny and terrible things.
Yeah, he liked to hump them and dump them, that James Bond.
But that's just what we did. That was our thing. So I guess... But at the same time, I'm very embarrassed by things, you know, and so...
You embarrass easily.
Yeah, I guess maybe with him it wasn't that big of a deal, but I also think that with my mom, we didn't watch a whole lot together, like we'd go downstairs and watch movies and stuff. However, I have a very funny thing about when will it not bother you anymore? So it was Christmas, I think I was in college. It was when the South Park movie came out.
Bigger, Longer, Uncut. My parents took me to see that when I was 8.
Okay, I was in college. It's fine. So we're all at my mother's house. My sister had bought my other sister the movie, the VHS, for her Christmas present.
It's a filthy movie.
So we started watching it. Now, it is at this point, some point in the movie, that my stepfather walks in. And he's like, so what did I miss? And my mother's like, well, Saddam Hussein and Satan are having sex right now.
Amazing.
So it's all over the window at that point.
You know, obviously since like going to college, like coming home, like whatever, getting older, I feel like it's more, it's not like, you're not scared to talk about sex or like I was raised in like a sex positive house. It's not anything that I like, hush, hush. Like it's not, you know, it's not like you're a girl. You can't talk about these things.
Course.
Not like that with
That's
my parents,
great.
But just watching that movie, I think it was more so like my dad being like, oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe I'm sitting on my couch watching this with my 16-year-old daughter. I can't believe this is happening. Just something I'll never forget.
Yeah, Tom Dow is just such a sainted angel that I could see that you wouldn't want to sully his mind with anything dirty.
He's a stoic man.
Indeed. Daniel?
I came away from that movie going, man, Ray Allen's acting chops are not great.
No, bad.
I guess I'll have to go watch it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
you like for someone who doesn't like sports, you like sports movies.
Well, that's because of you two. I never would have watched the movies that I've watched without you two. Like, I never would have watched
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is a classic.
Not ever
the best
in
film
years.
Of all time.
Ever
Strong side!
Live side!
Strong side!
And then I think I came upon Coach Carter by whole accident, but then I thought, I bet Annie likes this movie. And then the next thing you know, I am sucked into this man who is shutting down games until his kids get good grades.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Oh, that film!
Yeah, that movie has Channing Tatum and basketball. She loves it.
That's true.
So I just read an article right before we got on to do this podcast.
Go on.
That Zac Efron is thinking about leaving America and moving to Australia.
Love.
Because he wants to get out of the Hollywood limelight and also, you know, coronavirus, yada, yada, all that stuff.
Okay.
So I was thinking, if you had to leave the country and live somewhere else, where would you want to live?
Oh.
Do you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
An island. Turks and Caicos. I would live the island lifestyle.
Well, you don't think you'd get bored after a while and wish you could do something else or miss the snow or miss changing
island
leaves?
Island fever.
The snow? Are you kidding me? Do you know me?
Just a little. Well, okay. How about the changing leaves in fall?
No, I'm not a seasons person. I don't even care about seasons. I want it to be hot. I want sun year round.
All right.
And honestly,
you live in the wrong state.
Dan, you're telling me. I've been saying this to my parents. I'm like,
I don't know why she came back from Florida. Really, I
can't
don't.
Believe my parents didn't fucking move us to Costa Rica. It's rude. We could have had a time. The happiest country in the world. Look at me, chump in Massachusetts. But after that week in Turks and Caicos, like, I just, you just understand the island lifestyle. I just know I would be so unbelievably happy.
Yeah, I've seen you in there, and you are
leaving. Oh.
You are beside yourself. Damn, that is a good question.
I know, it's tough off the top of your head.
There's
I've been
so
trying
many
to think
places
too.
I haven't seen that I want to see.
Right.
So I feel like if I wasn't, you know, bound by having a job, it would be a different
With this
story.
Whole COVID thing, I wish we could work remote.
Yeah.
That we just don't have that kind of job. Because I'd have been in Key West this whole time.
You absolutely could have. You could have gotten something, a little box, and you could have done it.
Nah, I had to be here to press the buttons.
Well, we get people pressing buttons. I don't know. You never know, Dan. You did your time. If you want to go, go. Although we're not letting you go to Florida. You can never come back.
Yeah, right.
That is tough. I feel like maybe I would like to live in South Africa because I could see elephants every day. But then on the flip side, I think I'd pick Europe because you can be anywhere in 3 hours.
Right, you get a lot of different culture on a train ride away.
And it's as big as like New England. So, you know, I know it's bigger than that, but but still. I think that would be for me because you could have all the seasons there too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
It's tough for me because I've traveled out of the country, but it was always for a vacation to like an island.
Right. Like I've been like Aruba.
Yeah, I've been like Aruba, the Bahamas, Bermuda. I've done all that stuff with my family because that's what my mother liked to do when we did family vacations.
Yeah.
We either went down to Florida to see my family down there because that's where my whole dad's side is and go to Disney World and stuff. Or we went so she could drink on a beach for a week somewhere.
Sure.
Which is cool too, but I've never really experienced other like countries as far as cities go.
Right.
So it's hard for me to guess. But I would like to do either like an Aruba thing too, like you said, because I would love to spend an island, like a year on an island, I think I could do.
Yeah.
And then I might go a little crazy.
Like I loved when I graduated and took my trip around Europe, I saw 15 countries in a month and it was the best thing I ever did. And there were certain places where I was like, oh, I could, like Galway in Ireland, I could live there.
That's what I was going to say. I think I would enjoy Ireland or maybe Australia.
Or Greece. Corfu, Greece, which is one of the islands that's not like as popular, was unbelievable. But I just would want to slow down for a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And be in the sun.
I understand.
Australia would be tough for me because everything in Australia wants to fucking murder you.
And it's far. It's so far.
Did you see the spiders that are the size of Volkswagens?
Girl,
that would be an issue for me.
But you have to realize those happen in the places that aren't cities. And you also have to realize it's like going to South Dakota. There are three cities and the rest of it is
It's outback.
The outback. The middle of Australia, what's happening?
Doesn't your best friend live in Australia?
Yeah, my best friend from college. She lives in Perth, the West Coast.
How does she like it?
She loves it. And she has a beautiful Australian fiance and these beautiful Australian friends. Left me in the dust, but...
You have beautiful friends, too.
Thank you.
They're just Quincy friends.
I know.
That's something I'd like to do when all of this coronavirus stuff...
You have no idea.
When we eventually reach vaccine land, I want to travel to Europe or something like that.
I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
I gotta get a passport again. My passport expired.
Get a passport.
It's easy as can be.
AAA, you can get a passport, can't
100%.
You?
100%. Yeah. $100, bing, bang, boom. So my question is this. I think we talked about this the other day about an Irish pub, speaking of Ireland, banning Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
Because singing will give you the COVID.
Yes.
Now, taking the COVID part out of it, what is a song you would like to never hear people singing in a bar ever again?
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
100%.
Oh, fuck you guys. That song's a classic.
I'll sing always.
It. I'll sing it. I don't care if I've heard it a million times. It still goes.
No. Bad. Bad.
I will take it back to my days in Tennessee and say Rocky Top. Because holy crap.
Rocky Top?
Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top. It's what they sing there for their college.
Oh,
it's like, you know, the warring colleges, University of Tennessee and University of Memphis.
Yes.
Anyway, you couldn't go. It was like the Sweet Caroline of Tennessee.
No.
And then, again, it's probably one you don't know, but I would do Steve Miller Band, Take the Money and Run.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know that song. I saw Steve Miller Band live a couple years ago.
I'm sure you did. In somebody's parking lot?
No, but
Second stage?
It was a free ticket. I didn't pay for it, but
that's pretty much the Steve Miller Band in a nutshell.
It was a bunch of 50 to 60.
Big concert over here. And in the side stage, the Steve Miller Band.
No, they were in Lowell. They had a nice little play.
There it is.
And there was a bunch of 50 to 60-year-old dudes that were high out of their fucking
mind. Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. The whole thing smelled like old people and weed.
I love that, though. I was like going to a fish show. It was just a bunch of fish heads. Everybody's tripping. I was like, what is this place?
Because I don't ever want
to leave. This is awesome, but this is some crazy shit.
I had a girlfriend who them and she's like, come with me, and I'm like, no. Yeah. Not ever, not once. I like showering.
Yeah.
No.
I had a buddy who followed the Dead on tour for two years. He sold nitrous in the parking lot to get by.
My sister sold cheese sandwiches at fish concerts.
My sister's fiance has seen over 100 fish shows.
Yeah, wow.
That's too many.
Do you have brain cells?
Because you don't go to a fish show sober.
Oh, golly.
Unless you're a lunatic.
You think I was sober? Still, you see some interesting people at those things.
Dan, what is your song?
It's tough for me because it wouldn't bother me to hear any of them, but I guess one I really like, but I wouldn't care. It gets too overplayed. It's Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That one is like, I like the song, but you hear it every time you go out to a bar.
Yes, that is true. Don't ever go to the South, Dan. Ever.
If I see one more white girl with a Tito's and soda screaming, this is my town now, I'll lose it. I'll lose it. I don't even want to go back to a bar because of that.
Well, the good thing is there are no bars open. So for now, we have a respite. All right. Well, that's that, guys. We'll see
Living
you tomorrow.
Living in a lonely world. She takes a midnight train going anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.